so much for filling this space with that amazing energy and reminding us that each and every moment we can call a truce to whatever the anxiety or the conflict or the war or the hatred is, that we can stand in our truth. There's a beautiful movie called The Beautiful Mind, in which a man was tormented through his thinking. And his wife struggled to be with him because he was here. And she said, "I so yearn for you to be here." And she says, "I need to know that something extraordinary can happen." And just like this story and us, I do know that something extraordinary can happen. Yes?
Yes.
Because of who we are, not because of what's happening out there. What I know is that each and every one of us believe and have core values. And this ministry stands for many things, but it has six really beautiful core values that I want to begin to talk about more and more. And so today I'm just going to remind us of who we've come here to be. The first one is love. To choose to live from our hearts as we express the love that we are, we become open channels through which more love finds expression. That's who we are. And I know I read to you some time ago the beautiful statement of peace from Unity that says, "Unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred." And then it ends with, "We therefore, Unity Worldwide Ministries, encourage all nations, their leaders, and their people to turn to the God by whatever name for guidance during these challenging times and pursue peace, not war. For this is what honors the God of our faith traditions, that unity stands for peace in our lifetime." Yes? And so one of our other core values here in this ministry is also peace. Peace begins with each one of us. Peace comes from healing our wounds, our fears, and becoming aware of our divine connection. Yes? So therefore, it is imperative that we say yes to this shared spiritual awakening, which is the vision of Unity Worldwide Ministries. And to not shrink in this time. Yes? That in this time that we are entering into, not knowing what will happen, but each of us is called to be these attributes, these values that we hold are love, authenticity, transformation, joy, peace, and connection. I love those. Connection. We are one with the divine. We know that we are connected with all people and all life. Just as this story reminded us, that even in the midst of this challenging war, when the escalation of anger can certainly take over us, that something extraordinary happened. A miracle, yes? So let us not give up hope or faith that no matter what is before us, that we will be this presence. Yes? And that together, united, that we will contribute to a world that values all life, that supports the dignity and inherent worth of everyone, that sees the divine in all, that everyone is included in the circle, yes? So I believe that it can happen right here and now. That we can have a shift into a miracle thinking. That we can choose peace at any moment. That we can choose love in any moment. Choose to see the great and the good in humanity as we commit ourselves to expressing these core values of who we are, as those soldiers did, that we recommit ourselves to express more of this divinity that lives in us we call the Christ. Yes? So this is the Christmas story. It's always been there. It's just that we unwrap it every year. We expose just a little bit more, hopefully, of this divine nature. So this is our gift to the world. This is our gift to humanity, to be the presence of love, to be the presence of peace, to be the presence of hope and the presence of joy. And you're it. You're the one that said, yes. Yes? And that's why you're here. And we can hear it 1,000 times and we forget 9,900 times. So returning again and again back into the truth, to our prayer, our meditation, our spiritual communities that remind us of these truths, will elevate, will support us in the world. So I'm grateful for your presence today. I'm grateful for your consciousness that is here as an expression on earth through this ministry. That so many of you here are in sacred service to the One, sacred service being committed to supporting this ministry and moving forward with this vision of a world powerfully transformed through a shared spiritual awakening. So thank you for saying yes. Merry Christmas. God bless you.